Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of September 16th. Running late here today, the grains have closed. Corn up 5 1/4 cents. Beans up a penny and a quarter. Wheat up 5 1/4 cents. Bean oil was up 85 ticks, one of the biggest days we've seen in a while. Haven't traded this high in the bean oil since the first week in April. Funds were big buyers. They're about even now in the bean oil. But the meal was down 260. Funds obviously sold some meal against the oil here today. Export sales this morning were weak for the wheat, corn, and beans. 459 for the wheat, 666 for the beans, 421 for the corn. We did sell 256,000 metric tons of beans to China. I continue to believe China is going to be a buyer in these markets. Looking forward to the rest of the week. If things escalate in the Mideast, crude oil prices will move higher. That should drag the corn and the beans with it. I think wheat will go along with it as well. There's some dryness in Brazil that's going to be watched very closely. We've got dryness in Argentina and Australia for the wheat. Again, they'll be watching that very closely. But when it's all said and done out here, I think the USDA has underestimated corn acres, bean acres. Then they've overestimated yield on corn and beans. And I think this thing can move lower. The USDA really hasn't budgeted in much demand for the Chinese, and I think that could be much more considerable than what the USDA is telling us, which keeps me friendly to the grain market. What that means ultimately for farmers is if you've sold corn or beans or wheat out here, I would certainly spend some money and re-own it with a call option. If you need help with that, give us a call here at the office. But I think there is some upside potential to these markets. The government would like nothing more than the markets to rally in the month of October to knock out the insurance payments. So I think you need to do something with that and protect it by buying some call options. I thought the closes today were pretty good. I would have liked to have seen beans close a little bit higher, but still not a bad way to start the week. We came back a nickel in the last hour or so to close this market higher and right at $9. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.